Bad Grades, or You Were Never Dumb. Preface. All you need to do to see the bad is ask about effective and real results. Ask about coherent education, intolerance of cramming, and the kindling of creativity. Authentic education results in new capabilities daily, as each new lesson strongly integrates with the student's existing body of knowledge. Standardized education, with all its sticks and carrots and ineffective results, is little more than just a way to do the minimum possible in order to get at the state funding. Education is a path towards greatness, a profound and beautiful experience. It does not feature grades, memorization, or cramming, and recognizes each student and their curiosities as perfectly unique. So make sure you don't end up as a cog in a meat processing plant that only cares to manufacture compliant workers. Neither poverty nor grades should be your master. This is not meant to be a poverty-stricken plantation world. No matter what grades you are in, you need to begin learning on your own by constantly listening to narrated books written by clear-thinking grade beings. You may need to make room for them by frequently taking to hiking and camping adventures. You may not grow only partway up, as that can only make you a servant, and you are meant to grow all the way up, all the way until you become a unique and great being. That is why you need to comprehend thousands of narrated books. To inherit the wisdom of great beings into your own coherent whole. You can't start in the beginning. It would take you thousands of years to acquire the wisdom that has been condensed in books. You are in a lot of trouble. Grades are not your IQ. They are not the measure of you. They do not define you. Teachers use grades in three ways. To figure out what grade to give you based on all your other classes, no matter how well you perform. To hide the fraud of coercing you to cram and memorize, roughly by splitting the class into one-third A's, one-third B's, and one-third C's, as none of their data could possibly be ever real, and thus the bell curve must be faked. And finally, they grade you down as a way to motivate you to perform more. So the GPA that you thought was a measure of you is just teachers roughly messing with you. Since you're not learning for real, they are just trying to get you to memorize for state tests. Grades are utterly meaningless. Your GPA is a sham, if only just because of cramming. And to add insult to injury, you were never less intelligent than anybody else. Einstein was messing with sound waves, Hawking probably with fluids. What they did have is a language that helped them construct experiments, both in their mind and on paper. That language is no longer math, is no longer just physics, and it actually encompasses chemistry, biology, and even intelligence. Today, that language is the language of computers. And you should start as soon as possible with modern JavaScript. A sweet and loving introduction to the C family of languages that you will then learn more about later in life. As to these so-called geniuses, their lack of knowledge of math would absolutely end them, just like your lack of programming ability will stop you from rising higher in life. The first thing you should be learning in school is programming computers, as that grants you the ability to simulate, visualize, and thus comprehend more complex systems that rely on modeling, interaction, and imagination. If your school has not helped you master effective programming, then you are in a lot of trouble, and you must learn programming on your own. Search the internet for math as code, and look for P5JS video tutorials, which are a beautiful introduction. You must learn programming as soon as possible. Don't let fraudulent, fake, or ineffective education cut you off from your future. In the absence of real schools and real teachers, you have to lead the way. You have to become the teachers you wish you had. As a great being, you are tasked to change the world for better. You have to take charge and accept that growing up is something only you can do. Do not let the bullies or the mediocre feed on you. Do not be a spectacle for the fake teachers. Push far and away from the mistakes humanity is repeating today. Use your power to prepare for a more beautiful future. Learn to no end. Become a great being and become overpowered, always ready for more. This is your life, your mind and knowledge and wisdom and adventure. Do not let anyone stand in the way of your growing up.